Every December, movie purchases account for a significant part of the consumer economy as buyers snatch up favorite titles to give as holiday gifts. But if you have a voracious film lover in your family or circle of friends, you know how hard it is at the holidays to shop for someone who seems to have seen everything. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. To help you with your year-end cinephile shopping list, today's guest has compiled his own list of ideas for the movie lover in your life. Oscar Garza is a UTEP student majoring in journalism with a minor in film studies, and I'm delighted to have him on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Great to see you. Oscar, we've stayed in touch over the last few years. I can't remember when we actually met, but you are watching something every day. I see your little posts on Facebook, and you have an amazing array of appetites for cinema. So
Thank you.
I want to thank you for coming in today and bringing with you a list of ideas, at least, for perhaps those thinking of purchasing something movie-related for someone special in their life.
Absolutely.
It seems like every year this is one of the major types of gifts that end up wrapped up for folks is movies, books about movies, sort of film-related paraphernalia. So why don't you kick us off? I think you've compiled a couple of, to start with, some classics.
Yes. Well, one of the first classics, obviously, that one of the big releases this year was the restoration of David Lean's Lawrence of Arabia.
Yes.
I mean, for anyone who's ever experienced Lawrence of Arabia, this is kind of like a big, big restoration. It was beautifully restored in 4K. If you got a Blu-ray, then it's like a big showing title. I mean,
right.
It was made for Blu-ray, basically.
One of the biggest titles ever made, and this is one of those films that certainly screams out they don't make films like this anymore.
Absolutely, no. No, they
and
don't.
Of course, David Lean's epic. I think it comes in several varieties of for your price budget, but the high-end one I think even comes with a coffee table book.
Which it's an 88-page coffee table book, and then it has the soundtrack in three discs, and if you're looking for a big collector's item, it has an actual 70-millimeter film frame of the film.
Fantastic. So. And the great thing about classics is that film lovers will watch these films multiple times.
Yes.
So even though you might be putting down some long green for the deluxe box set of Lawrence of Arabia, it will be a cherished item,
I'm sure,
in anyone's library. What else are you thinking on the classic side?
One of the other biggest releases was the Alfred Hitchcock Masterpiece Collection. And it includes 15 films of the famed master of suspense, everything ranging from North by Northwest to Psycho to The Birds to Rear Window to Vertigo, which was just named the greatest film ever made by Sight and Sound, I believe.
The second most amazing thing about that box set is it required the cooperation of multiple studios.
Yeah, that's true.
I think you just mentioned films that came from three different major studios,
yeah.
So they all had to get together to put this together. And most of these films, I believe, for the very first time, are on Blu-ray.
Yes. The Birch is on Blu-ray for the first time, and Rear Window and Vertigo, I think.
Right. So another excellent one, particularly Hitchcock-themed things seem to be way up this year since we've had two films, The Girl on HBO about the making of The Birds.
Yes.
And then, of course, Anthony Hopkins' latest turn as Hitchcock in Hitchcock.
But yeah, it's been a huge year for Hitchcock.
It's hard to think of as classic, but I know on your list, your long list also is a set of Steven Spielberg films, which don't seem classic to me because I saw them in the theater growing up, but tell us a little bit about that.
The three biggest releases of Spielberg's this year are the restoration of Jaws, the restoration of E.T., which is the 1982 version, not the 2002 version, and the complete Indiana Jones Adventures, which is a restoration of Raiders.
And I would just mention, wrapping up the classics selections, you know, Ben-Hur came out this year on a big Blu-ray box set, which is an amazing spectacle in and of itself. And also, if you're not familiar, the Warner Archive Collection, which is a new service provided the last few years by Warner Brothers for disc on demand, where they've taken a lot of their B-movies and hard-to-find titles that have never been released on home video, and you can order them, and they'll make you a disc as you order it. So go to warnerarchive.com. So let's say that a listener has a man in their life that they're thinking of buying. You have a guide for that?
Yes. What's better than a romantic film for that guys can also appreciate?
Entrapment.
Annie Hall, by.
So this could go both ways.
Yeah.
You could. This is for the woman who wants something romantic that their man might also enjoy, but also for the guy who wants to show their sensitive.
Yes, their sensitive side. So Annie Hall. By Woody Allen, starring him and Diane Keaton. It's a beautiful, honest, doesn't shy away from sentimentality, but it's also very, very real in its depiction.
Multiple Oscar winner and beautiful scenery of New York.
Another one of the, I guess, obscure titles, although now it's become kind of like a cult classic, it's Hal Ashby's Harold and Maude. It's kind of like a, I mean, if you like Wes Anderson in this kind of...
It's quirky.
Yes, it's quirky. It's tragic. It's quite beautiful in its depiction of this young boy finding love with this older woman.
Hmm. So a theme there. Breakfast at Tiffany's you have on your list, an all-time classic. We showed it at the Plaza Classic Film Festival this year, and it was a great time and lots of a big crowd for that. I think, was this the 50th anniversary of that film?
Yes.
And then something funny, but also with a melancholy side, The Apartment you
Absolutely.
Have. I love that choice.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Lemmon.
Not Sheldon your usual McQueen. Love story.
No, not at all. It's a great Billy Wilder film that that came out after Some Like It Hot, actually.
Yeah.
So
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine, Jack Lemmon, and Fred McMurray.
Fred McMurray. Okay, so let's say you just want to go full on, full testosterone for the guy in your life. You've got a couple of hard-hitting, literally, titles
here.
Yeah.
One of the first, I guess, would be Apocalypse Now. It's the full disclosure Blu-ray, which includes the 79 version, the Redux, and the making of Hearts of Darkness.
Right, which is a fantastic documentary about the making of that film.
You can just see, like, Francis Ford Coppola going completely insane during that shoot.
Warrior is a title that surprised me is on your list because I almost missed it. This is a film from last year.
Yeah.
But
not a lot of people saw it. And it's, in my opinion,
quite good.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's quite underrated. Tom Hardy, who was just in The Dark Knight Rises and Lawless. Joel Edgerton and Nick Nolte, who received an Academy Award nomination.
And this is the 50th anniversary of a very special character in cinema. It has its own gigantic box set.
Yes. The Bond 50 Blu-ray collection, I mean, how much more, I guess, manlier can you get than Bond, basically? So
this has every single James Bond film?
Yes, from Dr. No to Quantum of Solace. I mean, and with the release of Skyfall, basically. So if you want to watch James Bond throughout his 50 years of cinema.
Other than the first few Bonds, I'm guessing if you made it through all 50 years of those Bond films, it would really make you appreciate how good Skyfall is.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there was some doldrums in there maybe in the 80s.
Possibly.
I wanted to throw out, too, if you want to dial back the testosterone just a little for the thinking man in your life, I thought last year's film, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, was one of the most perfect films of
Absolutely.
The year.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's really about the thinking man, not the punching man.
Yeah, and speaking of Bond, it's
Brains
like,
over brawn.
Yeah, it's kind of like the anti-Bond, which
the
is
anti-Bond.
More about the kind of boring nature of being a spy and just the calculating nature of it.
Right,
coldness.
Right. And a fascinating performances by a great British cast of just about every great male actor.
Yes, working today.
Right. You know, one of the hardest things, particularly for parents, is what to do for family films, selections for kids or maybe even teenagers. You have some thoughts there?
Yes. Well, for family films, I guess Disney and Pixar each year kind of come up with some great films. And they always restore their classics in a big way. So, I mean, this year's Brave could be on there.
It's a beautiful looking film.
Yeah,
the artwork is incredible.
But one of the other ones that I thought, I'm not sure if it's on Blu-ray though, but The Trips of Belleville doesn't get kind of like enough recognition when one's talking about animation.
Yeah. We often think animation is the sole domain of America, but this is a great French film from a number of years ago. It was nominated for an Oscar, and I think the same team made last year's The Illusionist, or 2 years ago, which is also a beautiful family film as well. I always like to throw out to people who ask, particularly if your kids have only seen American animation, maybe any of the Miyazaki films from
Absolutely.
Japan. Spirited Away or Castle in the Sky, My yes. Neighbor Totoro. You can look them up online.
Princess Mononoke as well. I mean, yep.
I think Looney Tunes, the great Warner Brothers cartoons from the 30s to the 60s, they've been releasing those on Blu-ray and DVD for some years.
Yeah.
And that's another fun one if your kids only know SpongeBob. You know? So most teenagers I know, particularly guys, are into horror, and a lot of other guys I know, and even a few, my daughter is into horror films. Any suggestions if somebody wants to specialize for someone in their life that likes a particular genre like horror?
You know, every year when one's discussing horror, it seems that John Carpenter's the thing.
Yeah.
Recently comes, I mean, in every single
This was the 30th list. Anniversary, I think, of that film.
Yeah.
Huge year, 1982, the summer of 82.
Blade Runner also came out. But yeah, I mean, John Carpenter's the thing. It's still chilling. It's still so suspenseful and claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm. And you have Kronos on here, which I love, which most people have never heard of.
Oh, yeah. It's the first Guillermo del Toro film. So if you enjoy Devil's Backbone or Hellboy or Pan's Labyrinth, this is kind of like his first foray into horror. And it's a great take on the vampire mythos.
I wanted to mention, too, that, you know, we've been talking about physical discs that you would buy for someone, and I guess more and more people stream their movies. So one thought is that you could give a subscription to Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu Plus, any of the online streaming, and that way your gift receiver can watch a number of films for practically the price of one.
We're moving towards streaming a lot more rapidly.
Are there any books about film or filmmaking that you would recommend?
Yes. Cine Lumière has a great book on film called Making Movies,
I believe. Yes. It's a slim little volume by Sidney Lumet, the great director who we lost a few years ago.
Yes, and it's a great kind of, if you're ever interested in film behind the scenes, it's a great book on the nature of filmmaking.
Well, my pick would be, this is the centennial of Saul Bass. What would be the centennial of Saul Bass if he were still alive? And Saul Bass was an amazing, iconic designer of film posters, if you think of the Vertigo poster for Hitchcock. Also, the title sequences. He did a number of title sequences for Hitchcock and
Psycho,
Kubrick. And he did Psycho and Vertigo and a number of amazing pieces. And there's just an incredible book out that's, I think, one of the best books this year in the film category, called Saul Bass, A Life in Film and Design. So I would highly recommend that. It's always great to see you, Oscar. Keep reading, keep watching. Thank you for the list. I should mention that you have a much more expanded list that will be available if anybody wants to email the station here.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Great to see you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Charles.
Thanks. We've been discussing holiday gift ideas for the movie lover in your life with Oscar Garza, UTEP student and all-around cinephile. One more great holiday gift for the film enthusiast, the Plaza Classic Film Festival is offering festival passes for the 2013 festival with a $25 discount. Passes are just $175 and available through the El Paso Community Foundation by calling 533-4020. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.